Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Track O'Brien on. As well as the various workshops and social enterprise initiatives that the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun provide for adults, there are also a wide range of workshops that are provided for schools and youth groups. To learn a bit more about them, I recently met up with Claire Downey.
Yeah, so our education programme is national. We deliver workshops here at the centre and all around the country through our facilitators.
Yeah.
The workshops are aimed at primary schools and secondary schools mostly.
Okay.
But we also deliver workshops to universities, in libraries, to scouts groups, you know.
Okay.
A wide range of audiences that are interested. So the most important thing for us is that these are all curriculum aligned. So teachers can use these as part of their, you know, school year.
Yeah.
It all ticks all the boxes in terms of curriculum, and they're always delivered through science subjects. So science, engineering, maths, technology, and some of the arts as well.
Okay.
Because it gives a weight and a evidence base for talking about sustainability, climate change, circular economy. But the workshops are really broad, so we would also touch on, you know, water and water quality and water pollution. They would cover space and sustainability in space. They cover biodiversity, really important topics like that, and try and bring those subjects to life, as I said, through science, and give, you know, the tools to the children to really explore these areas, and they get to do really hands-on activities, quizzes, and design projects, and at the end of the workshops they can kind of present those back and give feedback on it.
Do you let schools across the country know about these workshops and then they apply to have you to come out to the school? That's the process?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have an online booking form now, which is launched this year, so it makes the whole process really efficient. People can just pop in the details, whatever they want, in terms of type of workshop, when, where.
And you also have workshops that happen here at the centre for people who come out.
And, you know, like, they're really impactful here because we can showcase, you know, the centre, which is
all on display. Yeah.
It's all set up to do that. We have a fantastic garden outside as well, so biodiversity. And we run a few events during the year as well here, which are family friendly. So we have a gardening event and we talk about, you know, science as well through that and sustainability. And we have a fantastic science event in November every year called Let's Talk Science.
Okay.
And we involve loads of groups in that, and it covers everything from whale bones to geology to sand to everything. It covers so many topics. It's fantastically engaging.
And when we were talking earlier, you said that you do have a couple of hundred workshops booked up over the next year. There's a massive amount.
Massive.
This has grown over the last while.
Yeah, we have 200 workshops to deliver this year for one of our projects on sustainable development goals.
So
that'll be really exciting. And they'll all be offered to schools for free. And we prioritise the DESH schools to make sure we're bringing everyone along on this journey. And we also have a really exciting new programme to deliver 100 workshops on sustainable toys. And we'll be working with schools.
Oh, very good. Yeah,
we'll be encouraging schools to run toy swap events through that. But also talking about all the, you know, of course, a lot of toys are made of plastic and all the problems associated with that and how hard they are to recycle and how to make better choices and how to think about toys differently. So we'll be delivering those before June, actually. So there's a lot coming down the line this year. It's usually around 500 to 600 workshops a year.
That's a massive amount.
Huge.
That's a massive amount. You're going to be busy, Claire.
Oh, I tell you.
Well, listen, Claire, thanks very much for your time today. And it was fascinating to learn all about it. People can come along to the website and have a look and get in touch with the Rediscovery Centre if they're interested.
Thank you so much.
Claire Downey there from the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun. It's time now for another domestic recycling dilemma. Can pens be placed in the home recycling bin?
I would say no.
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 It depends on the pens. If they are plastic, probably.
No.
I'd say no because they're hard plastics again.
No.
Yes.
No.
Don't know.
Although they contain a bit of hard plastic, it's advised that pens should be placed in the general waste bin, as it's too tricky to remove all the ink residue. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Errors to Protect page on classichits.ie or on errorstoprotect.ie.
Errors to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out errorstoprotect.ie for more information.